Daf is Daf Pei Dalet. So let's take it the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Bei. It's the last two lines. The Gemara quotes as parentheses Reish Lakish Amar. So we saw five opinions of the dinim of Imalulo Yerdu. Which ones? What's the qualification? Which psulim will remain? Which ones you have to take down? So that's a five-way machlokas. I'm not going to review them now. But as we go through the around five nafkaminas between the five different shitas, we'll review them as we go on. So that's a little bit complicated. Not complicated. Just have to just take it slow and clear. So Reish Lakish Amar, Mincha haba b'fnei atzma, l'divrei kulan lo teret. So let's say Mincha is brought on its own. It's just brought separately, and there's no carbon that's accompanying it. And that Mincha becomes pasul, and then it's brought onto the Mizbeach. So l'divrei kulan, now it's l'divrei kulan, we say here, we're going to use that term each of these nafkaminas. It doesn't mean everyone, it means rov. Of the five shitas, l'divrei kulan, which means rov, most of them, three of them, we're going to say lo teret. So who are the three? So it's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Gamliel, they hold, here's the one in the Gemara that said that anything that's a ru'uya l'mizbeach stays on, and since a mincha is ru'uya l'mizbeach, it stays on. Rabbi Yeshua says anything that's ru'uya l'ishim for the fire, it stays on, and mincha is ru'uya l'ishim for the fire. Rabbi Shimon hold, anything that comes b'fnei atzmo also stays on, and so this is a mincha b'fnei atzmo, it would stay on the mizbeach. But the divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, they say teirid. That's because they both hold that it has to be a behema, and a mincha is not a behema. Okay, next one. Mincha haba imazavach, a mincha that's accompanying a carbon. So then it goes, it becomes possible, goes on the Mizbeach, L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, lo teirid. It doesn't go down because Rabbi Gamliel holds anything on the Mizbeach stays up, and Rabbi Yeshua says anything that goes to Ishim stays up, so the Mincha that accompanies the Zavach stays up. But L'divrei Kulan, which is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Rabbi Kiva, goes down, teirid, because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva require an animal, a behema, a mincha is not an animal, and Rabbi Shimon requires a davar bifnei atmo. This mincha is not bifnei atmo, it comes accompanying a zavach, and therefore it's teirid. Third nafkamina, nisachim habam bifnei atmo, the wine libations that come on its own, so then if it becomes possible and they put it onto the mizbeach, the divrei kulan, yerdu. Who's divrei kulan? It's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, we understand because they require behemas, and nisachim are not behemas, so it's teirid. And according to Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that ru'uyin le'ishim, and yain and nisachim is not ru'uyin le'ishim, it's ru'uyin le'mizbeach, the little drain, but not for the fire. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds it's teirid. But le'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon lo yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel, because he says anything that goes on Mizbeach, and the Nisachim are Shach Mizbeach, and according to Rabbi Shimon, anything that comes Machmas Bifnei Atzman will stay on, and this is Yain Nisachim Bifnei Atzman. Okay, and fourth and final nafkamin is Nisachim Habam Im HaZevach, the Nisachim that accompany the Zevach, so then L'divrei Kulan Yerdu, which is for the Shitas, and L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel L'chudei Lo Yerdu. So Rabbi Gamliel, just the reason why for him it doesn't come down because since Nisachim Ashach Mizbeach, so therefore Lo Yerdu. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you require Ishim, Nisachim are an Ishim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you require Bifnei Atmo, this is not Bifnei Atmo. And according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, has to be a Behema, and Nisachim is not considered a Behema, obviously. Okay, so those are the four Nafkaminas. So the Gemara says, Pshita, all these dinim are pashit. Why have to list all these nafkaminas? We could have all figured that out on our own. Again, we may not have wanted to have done that, but we could have done that. So the Gemara says, Mincha bifnei atzmo itzirchlei. They teach me that the din of mincha bifnei atzmo, meaning what? Ucha derava. The Amar Rava, misnadiv adam minchas nisachim b'chol yom. They tell me that a person is allowed to bring a mincha whenever he wants. I mean, I would not have known that it's possible to bring a mincha bifnei atzmo. So we learn from this sugya here, from these nafkaminas, that shayach to bring a mincha, if a person wants to make a nedava, he could bring a mincha bifnei atzmo. Gemara says, if that's the whole reason why we taught these nafkaminas, why not be much clearer, v'nishma in kederava? Just say, simply, that the din is that a person could bring a nisachim, a mincha, rather, every single day. We have to learn that out through four nafkaminas and five different shitas, so that can't be what it's teaching us. Rather, it's telling me, nisachim habayim im hazevach. It's telling me a chiddush about nisachim that are coming to accompany the carbon. What's the chiddush? The kamakriv lalamachar Uliyoma Chara or Uliyoma Achret should be probably that when it comes to a anima carbon that is Nisachim, you don't have to bring it that day. If you don't bring it today, you can bring it tomorrow. You have a few, you can bring it whenever you want, even though you're bringing it as part of the carbon, it can be brought days afterwards. So the Gemara says, I would have thought, Hol Vamar, since the statement is Minchasa Miniskeim, Belaila, Minchasa, this is the thing's Parsha, I think, right? Yeah, excellent. Okay. It says, Minchasa Miniskeim, the Pasuk says, Belaila, Minchasa, Belaila Minchasam, and the Niskeim Lamachar, Kinisachim Abam Mifne Atzman Dami. So since the din is, even though you bring carbon today, you're allowed to bring the Mincha tonight, later on at night, you can bring the Nisachim the next day. Meaning you don't have to bring the Nisachim along with the Zevach, even though conceptually it's part of it. So maybe it would be viewed as a Mincha Bifnei Atzma, and Modi Rabbi Shimon de lo Yaredu, and Rabbi Shimon whose criteria for Imalu lo Tered is anything that comes Bifnei Atzma. So even though Nisachim come with the Zevach, you can bring it separately, so maybe that's considered Bifnei Atzma to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Kamash Mulan, that even though the Nisachim are brought days after the Zevach, it's still considered conceptually as part of the Zevach, and Rabbi Shimon would think it's Imalu Tered. Okay. Everyone's good? Beautiful. Misha tells
sounds
us.
Sounds like that they could be brought the next day, not much later than that.
I think you have several days. Take a look at Rashi. Nisachim habam biglal zevach itzrich leit. It's around halfway down the Rashi's. The Reish Lakish, lashmi'inan dila Rabbi Shimon yerdu. Ukigon de kamakiv lu lamachar liyoma achre. De kaimel an la'el adam mevi zevacho hayom. Nisachim mekan vadi asar yamim. So you have up until 10, I think 10 days, the Gemara says is lav dafka. Okay, so the Gemara then says, the new Mishnah tells us, Eilu imalu lo yerdu. Now we're going to be a little bit more precise and give it details and examples. What are the psulim that imalu lo yerdu, they don't go down? Which psulim are we referring to? So the Mishnah mentions, halon, if something was left out overnight, Rashi says, bein bedam, bein emur, whether or not the different organs or the blood that's supposed to go in the Mizbeach, if it was left out overnight, not on the Mizbeach. If it remains on the Mizbeach, so that's actually stays, that's fine. But if it was left out overnight, not on the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to bring the carbon onto the Mizbeach. If one does, though, imalu lo yerdu. Hayotze, if the basar is brought outside and then brought back in, even though it's possible, if it's imalu lo yerdu. Hatame, a carbon that becomes tame, v'shinishchat chutz lizmano, if it had the wrong machshava of pigol, or chutzim komo, or the wrong place, v'shikiv l'psulin, or the psulin was makaba that were makaba the dam, v'zarku as damu, and they sprinkle the blood as well. All these cases, even though the carbon and the basar becomes pasul, imalu the lach is lo yerdu. Rabbi Yehuda argues on three of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shenishcha belaila, v'nishbach dama, v'yotza dama, chutz l'klayim imalu terim. He holds if it's shechted at night time, or if the blood had spilled, or the blood had left the area of the Azara, in that case, im alta, lo teredi. If it goes up, you would bring it down against the Chachamim. Even though Chachamim don't say anything on these cases here, seemingly they would argue on Rabbi Yehuda and think, im alu, lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon, here we go. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, lo tered. He argued these three cases, Chachamim agree, lo tered. So that's the three areas of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon / Tanakama. So Rabbi Shimon, Omer, we've seen this before. Kol shepsulo b'kodesh hakodesh mekablo. Anything that's psul came about in the kodesh, in the base of mikdash, then the mizbeach is able to mekablo, can accept it b'dievid, and would be lo tered. And lo ya psulo b'kodesh, if the psul didn't happen in the kodesh, rather prior to going into the kodesh, so then ain hakodesh mekablo. Then the mizbeach was not willing to accept such a carbon even b'dievid. So the elu shelo hayu psulin b'kodesh. These are the following examples of things that psul didn't take place in the kodesh, but prior to entering into the kodesh. No, I think just in the base of Migdash. Yeah. So elu shelo hayu psulin b'kodesh, haroveya, va'nirva, va'mukta, which is designated for avodah zara, hanevad, which actually was worshipped as avodah zara, va'esnin, va'mechir, which is an esnin is for a zona, mechir is being sold for a kelev, the pasuk says. Hakalayim, an animal that's a klayim that was a crossbreed. A treif, an animal that is some type of puncture in the lung where it can't live for more than 12 months. Hayotze dofen, an animal that is born through yotze dofen, a C-section. Ubal mum, and any other balam mum. So then these are animals, that types of animals I'm suing that are psulo shalaya bakodesh, in which case, im alu, everyone would agree, teirid. Rabbi Akiva, however, we machshir b'bali mumin. He actually says the Mizbeach would be able to tolerate bali mumin and im alu lo teirid. And Rabbi Chanina, skana kohanim, omer, do chaya abes bali mumin, me'agabe Mizbeach. And Rabbi Chanina felt otherwise. He went against Rabbi Akiva and he pushed him off. He felt that a bali mumin should not stay on the Mizbeach, it would be teirid. So then the Gemara Mishnah says, kishem sh'im alu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu. So just like we say, if you put one of these psalm in the first half of the Mishnah, you put on the Mizbeach, and we say, lo yerdu, don't take it down. And once, let's say, it goes up there, let's say accidentally they did bring it down. So you would think, well, now maybe I should put it back up. And the Mishnah tells us, no. If it was up there already, leave it. But once you brought it down, leave it down as well. So it's a very passive approach to these cases. V'chulan she'alu chayim l'rosh mizbeach yerdu. All these cases, if it was brought up while alive, that would always be a case of you bring it down. So the mizbeach cannot tolerate anything that's alive. But ola she'alta chaya l'rosh mizbeach tered. If an ola went to the top of the mizbeach while alive, you would bring it down. But shechta b'rosh mizbeach. But let's say you shechta the ola on top of the mizbeach. So then Then you would actually skin it and cut up in different pieces, and then once it was shechted on top of it, even though the animal was puzzled, then you would be able to leave it up there. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about many of these details. The Gemara first wants to understand the machlokas between the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, versus Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara quotes a brisa.
Does everything
Everything goes. No, we were shechted. Talking about where, because we're saying if you shech the ola, then the shechting the ola could stay up there. I'm not sure if that applies to the other karbanos. But we'll get the Gemara is going to address this not today, but in a few days from today. So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos hi haola, Zos, this, he, it, and haola, hare elu shloshim miutim. These are words and terms that are miut, that are excluding something. So he says, what are the three miutim? If it was shechta at Laila, then that's pasul, and you would say teired. Shinishbach dama, if the blood spilled, and the case of shiyata dama chutz leklayim sheimalta la teired. The Rabbi Yehuda holds if it goes up, you would take it down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, you have the wrong drash here. Ola ein liela ola kishera. I only know from the pasuk ola that a good ola would be accepted. That is understandable. Minayin l'rabo shenishchata b'layla. How do I know to include if it was shechted at nighttime or shenishbach dama v'yishiyatzer dama chutz l'klayim? And he goes on to list now all these things: halan v'hayotze v'atame v'shenishchat chutz l'zmanu v'chutz l'mkomo shekiv l'psulim v'zarko z'damo hanitanim l'mata shenitanim l'mala l'mala shenitanim l'mata v'hanitanim v'chutz shenitanim b'fnim b'fnim shenitanim v'chutz v'pesach v'chata sheshechtan shelo lishma. We pretty much covered every psul there. Minayin, how do you know all those as well, even though they're possible? Imalu lo teirid, according to Rabbi Shimon, Tamalomar, Toras ha'ola, Riba Torah achas lechol ha'olin, to include all the olin, Torah achas, they all have the same dinim, she'imalu lo yerdu, meaning lo plug. Once we are able to tolerate some of the psulim, we are going to tolerate all the psulim because of Toras ha'ola. So now the Gemara says, she'imalu lo yerdu, that's the psak of Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. So Yachal, once you take it that way, Yachal Shani Marbe Haroveya Va Nirva Va Muksava Nevar Ve Esenu Mechiva Klima Trefa Ve Yotzi Dofen. Maybe those should also be included in Malu Lo Tered. Tamalomer Zos. Zos, he acknowledges Zos is a Miut. Zos is going to be made a certain category. Well, Rabbi Shimon thought it is going to, Rabbi Yehuda rather felt that Zos, Hiaola, is excluding three different examples of psulim. Rabbi Shimon thinks it's an entire category of psula shaloba kodesh is going to be excluded from the word zos. So Gemara wants to know, Mari Yisrael Rabos is elu ulhotz is elu. He had a whole long list of 15 psulim that he included im alu lo terid, and how come he's saying the other category, rovea, nirva, and so on, is going to be excluded? How do you define which ones are included, which ones are excluded? What's the logic? So the Gemara says, Acha shariba akasuv, and mir, after the Torah has already had one word, Toras Ola, which is inclusive, and Mizos, which is exclusive, Mar Banias Elu Shaya Psulim Mekodesh, Umot Anias Elu Shalai Psulim Mekodesh. It makes sense to include those that came into the Kodesh as kosher, and the psul only came afterwards, and it makes sense to exclude that which already had psul before coming in to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the distinction, that's the chilek between these two categories within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara now quotes three lines down in Amud Beis here, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isi Lamehacha. He brings a pasuk, a source from the following. Bibnei ma'amru lan b'dam kosher. How do we know that he even agreed, Rabbi Yehuda said, that lan, if it was left out overnight, that we're willing to accept it. If it went on to the Mizbeach, even though the blood and Emurim were left out overnight, if we threw the carbon on the Mizbeach, we would accept it, b'dievet. So, because lan b'dam kosher. Why? B'ksharei lan kosher b'emurim. Because lan works by Emurim, that if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Sharei lan kasher be'emurim b'dievet, shimalu lo yerdu. We're going to build a whole set of logic, you know, I'll work it through forward thinking as well. And now, so lan be'emurim kasher, how do you know that be'emurim works? If you left out the organs overnight, how do you know if you put on some mizbeach lo yerdu? What's the source? Sharei lan kasher b'basar. Because if you left it out overnight, that you left the basar out overnight, so it'd be kasher as well. So then the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Sharei lan b'kasher basar, kasher b'basar, kigon basar shlomim hanechalam l'shnei yamim. We know most karbanah, the chatas for the ola, doesn't get eaten. A chatas is eaten one day and one night. And what about shlomim? Shlomim is eaten 2 days and one night. So we see that basar, at least in some area, is allowed to be left at overnight and kasher. So that once we have a precedence for basar, we can extend it over to emurim. Once we have emurim work, we can extend it over to basar. So since there's a precedence where lan is good, kasher, so then we could apply it elsewhere. And that's the first understanding. Then he wants to know, how come we know yotze works? She yotze, yeah.
This is, you would say that emurim are kasher even on korbanos that have one night and one day?
Correct. Because since it's lechachila by shlomim,
in one case,
exactly.
In basar, any case in emurim, you would say the same.
Right, since lechachila works by basar, we could say it would work b'dieved by the other cases.
But you can see also that basar, on echatas is not good, then the emurim or echatas should not be good.
No, that's fine, because once we work b'dieved, we try to look for heterim. So at least there's some heter in the world. So then the Gemara wants to know, how do you know yotze works? What's as far that yotze works? Shayote kasher b'bama, because bama, the definition of bama is outside the Beis HaMikdash, and even though we no longer have bamos, but the 14 years of taking over, conquering Eretz Yisrael, and dividing the land, those 14 years it was permitted. So since yotze at one point existed, lichatchila, so b'dieved, if the basar was taken b'yotze, it's kasher. Tame, how come if a person is tame, or the is makriv in makabel the dam, it works b'dieved im alu le'erdu? Because here as well, there's a precedence for hol v'hoter la'avodas tzibur, since we know if the entire tzibur is tamei, we would say hutshe b'tzibur, and you could go ahead and bring the karbano. So since it works in that case, so too we could have this case im alu b'tamei lo yerid.
We're learning. Go ahead. That's what we're learning from that. If the people were tamei, if the rov kal was tamei, then it's okay. Then therefore the basar is also. We can be.
Same
question.
Basar
tame,
pretend
basar tame from the people.
Right. Which is a little bit.
Yeah, but at least this whole thing, we're looking for just something to stick to. Exactly. Something, some tiny Pesach. So that's enough of a Pesach. We're going to see the Gemara is going to reject this in the end of the day. But we're just thinking right now this is taking a somewhat logical approach. But so then the Gemara says, what about Chutz's Mano? How come Chutz's Mano? We're able to imalu lo yerdu. We're able to tolerate that in the mizbeach b'dieved because chutz zmano hol mirata lepigulo. Since it works in terms of even though it's something bad, but if a guy is chutz zmano, it renders the carbon pigul, meaning we acknowledge that being a zrika, even though it's a bad outcome, it's still it's effective. It has effect. So too. Therefore, if it goes on the mizbeach, we would tolerate it as well. What about the chutzim komo? How come if they put an animal from a chutzim komo animal, it would be kasher b'dieved, nimalu lo yerdu, hol v'iskish l'chutz l'zmano, since we know a pigul, a chutz l'zmano, and chutzim komo are connected in the pasuk, so once we accept chutz l'zmano, because it's merata, so too chutzim komo. What about Shekiblu Psulun Vizarko Es Damo? Bahanuch Psulun de Chazalabo the Sibur. So which type of people we're referring to? We're not talking about a person who's, let's say, an Onain, or a person who's as a Baal Mum, as a Kohen. We're talking about a specific Psul. Which Psul? A Tame. A Kohen who's Tame, just like a Kohen Tame, can perform Avodah Tzibur. If Rov Tzibur is Tame, so too in this case, Im Alu Lo Yerdu, if a Tame person was Mekabel the Dam incorrectly, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Because again, there is some case where we do tolerate it. So then the Gemara says, this whole logic doesn't make any sense. So we're going to learn something that doesn't really work, for something that does work. Meaning these cases all right now, our imalu leyerdu, are shelo be'achsheiro. They're things that are really shouldn't be done. How can we learn it from other cases where it's be'achsheiro, where it's lichachila? Almost all these cases are lichachila. So it doesn't make sense. Just because lichachila works doesn't mean you're able to accept the cases when it's very much b'di'eved. Meaning, let's take for example the Basar Shlamim. This was your question, I think. Basar Shlamim is lichatchila, right. But now a case where it's b'di'evet, who's in the case where a chatas, where it shouldn't be left out overnight, that's pasul, who says that it should be able to work for basar of chatas? And all these cases, the tame, when rov tibor is tame, so lichatchila, a person who's tame could do the avoda. But to say just because it works b'achshero, to tell me when shelo b'achshero we're able to tolerate it, these are two different cases. So this can't be the logic of why Lan and Yodse and Tuma and all these things work. Rather, the Gemara says, Tana Azos Tarasaola, that's Riba, that's really the source. Zos Tarasaola is the real source that includes all these various psulim, and this whole interesting Shakta Tari was simply a Samechlai, was an Asmachta. Now there's interesting Machlokas and Asmachtas in general, Machlokas Rambam and Ritva, how Asmachtas work. One of them holds that Asmachta was really the Kavanah of the Torah. The Kavanah of the Torah was that this was supposed to be a remez for a certain halacha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make it clear to us, and the Chacham had to figure out where these remazim were, where these Asmachtas were. The other one, I forget who holds which way, the other one holds not true. Asmachtas are not, was not part of the Ratzon Hashem at all. But we sometimes, as Chachamim, like to find little hints to help us remember, to have just things attached to, but that wasn't the real Ratzon HaTorah. So it sounds like from this Gemara here, that this was not the Ratzon HaTorah at all. It was Samechlai, we used it just because it's a, sometimes to remember things logically, things like that help you remember things. If I were just to say Taras Ola, I wouldn't remember the whole list. But now after going through the whole Shaka Vitaria, that, well, Tame works in Rov Tzibor, and Lan works by Shlomim, once you have the Svar working, that helps you remember much better, and maybe it doesn't use the word Asmachtir, but we're simply Samechlai really to help us remember which Psulim are Kasher B'di'evet Imalu Lo Yerdu. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.